So extra long staple was defined by Cotton Incorporated as fiber length greater than 1.26 inches. It's very common in Pima types and very rare in upland. My talk today will be on A&M's breeding efforts for development of the ES upland lines, but the main focus is on their combining ability since it's an important tool for breeders. Traditionally, Pima has been crossed with upland to achieve these fiber lengths. However, after successive generations, the progeny tend to segregate back to their original types, leaving little or no crossover of Pima fiber properties in an upland type. So, the development of the ELS uplands by Texas A&M was done by using a common parent of 94L25 or its full sib, 94L2. We chose these for their long fiber length. Both samples were taken at the F2s. They had a length of 1.25 inches. F3s were individual plant selections, and progeny rows were formed in 2004. The F4 derived F5s were 1.22 to 1.46 inches in length. The performance testing was conducted in 2005 to 2007. Fiber quality did hold. The yields were variable, but were surprisingly high in some lines. And 8 lines will be released this spring. This is a list of the pedigrees for the ELS uplands. As noted in blue, there are only 2 lines or 2 parental stocks not from the A&M parental material, from A&M material. These plants are medium to full season maturity and have a normal leaf shape. They are slightly hairy and storm tolerant. They are somewhat resistant to white flies and bacterial blight, and the fiber quality was maintained even under severe drought. So performance of the ELS uplands at College Station. These 8 lines were compared to two commercial checks, Delta Pine 491 and Firemax 832. 5 of the 8 lines were very competitive with lint yields, while all 8 lines were superior to the commercial checks in fiber length. They also had good strength, micronaire, and uniformity. So the research objectives were to identify the parental interaction, determine specific and general combining ability, and understand the usefulness of these ELS uplands. We used a test cross design with 2 common parents, COCA 312 and TAM CAM DE. They were mated to 58 lines in the greenhouse. Field trial was conducted in 2007, and the F1 was analyzed for yield components and fiber traits. These are the NOVA results of the parental interaction. The first column is the ELS upland progeny, showing significant differences. The second column is the regular upland progeny, showing significant differences. And in the last column, it's the ELS versus the regular uplands, showing no significant differences, meaning any of the ELS could be crossed with CAMD or COCR 312. Performance of the F1 progeny, COCR 312 and TAM CAMDE. This is analysis of all 58 lines. The fiber length was very high in COCR 312 at 1.28 inches. And at CAMDE, it was 1.24, which is very surprising since CAMDE usually has a fiber length of 1.03. So there was significant improvement. For specific combinations with TAM CAMDE, there were five ELS lines that were greater than 1.26 inches. They all had good strength, micronaire, uniformity, and elongation. This is a graph showing the percent gain above mid-parent. As you can see here, all 8 lines did improve. above the midparent, with 2 being above 9%. Specific combinations made with Coker 312. Unfortunately, all crosses were not successful in the greenhouse, and for Coker 312, I will only talk about 6 of the 8 lines. Fiber length once again was superior in all 6 lines, well above 1.26 inches. Strength, micronair, uniformity, and elongation was also good as well. For the fiber length for the ELS cross with the Coker 312, percent gain above midparent, B147-21 really stands out, being greater than 9%. This is the first of several graphs showing general combining ability, the first being seed index. The only significant differences here were with C66-16 and C66-26 compared with C155-22. For lint percent, C155-22 was significantly higher than C66-16. For upper half mean fiber length, B147-21 was significantly greater than C66. Was significantly greater than C66-26, C147-42, and C155-22. Fiber strength was good. However, there were no significant differences between the lines. Fiber length uniformity was around 84 to 85 with no significant differences. This is a graph showing fiber length parent to offspring. The first set of bars is the parent. Second is the F1 progeny. As you can see, all lines lost fiber length from the parent to the F1. However, B147-21 stands out as having the least amount that was lost. So, what we've looked at was the F1s, which is a result of could simply be dominant variants. Could be due to dominant variants. However, we're hoping at the F2 and beyond that new allelic combinations due to additive variants would break the negative linkage between yield and fiber length. So to answer the research objectives, there was no significant interaction between ELS lines and regular uplands. For specific combining ability, B147-21 crossed with Coker 312 was superior, and B147-21 was also stood out for the general combining ability for fiber length. For the utility or usefulness of the ELS uplands, they distributed favorable alleles for fiber length in an adapted upland background. So in 2008, we plan to repeat the experiment with a more complete array of F1 progeny and look at the F2 progeny and estimate yield potential. I'd like to thank COT Incorporated, Texas State Support Committee, and the Texas Department of Agriculture.